And as we talk about Detroit, it's worth noting that the city's population is much lower than it used to be, about 700,000 now. It was more than twice that much in the 1950s. Now, people are still leaving the city overall, but the rate is slowing as some people decide to move in. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick has a story of two households moving in opposite directions.
At Jen Yonke's house, conversations can get a little sidetracked.
Ethan, let's not throw it in the water.
And this is why.
And we have four kids. Ethan is 10, and Gabriel is 7, and Mara is 4, and Caleb is 2.
Those kids are a big reason Yonke and her husband just moved their family to North Rosedale Park, a lovely Detroit neighborhood of tree-lined streets and historic homes. The Yonkes own one of those homes now. It's a spacious, sunny 5 bedrooms, the sort of house that's grand enough to have once housed servants, but still manageable for a young family. A year ago, it was in foreclosure.
And it was falling apart. The ceiling was caving in at places. And we were like, we think we want this house. You know, it was kind of crazy.
A community development group acquired the house and rehabbed it. In the meantime, the Yonkes were looking to move out of their much smaller home in Westland, a suburb about a dozen miles west of Detroit. They felt drawn to the city. They loved the idea of raising their kids in a big old house with tons of character and quickly fell in love with the tight-knit neighborhood. But Jen Yonke says they had some serious doubts. They didn't want to put their kids in Detroit public schools, and crime and blight can haunt even Detroit's nicest neighborhoods.
It was definitely a struggle. I mean, Fred and I had a lot of late-night conversations in the process, even after we saw this house and we really liked it. We're like, well, what will it really look like for our family to live in Detroit?
But Yonke says the dots just kept connecting. As a former teacher, she could homeschool the kids. The whole thing just felt right. When they decided to make the move, Yonke says there were no middle-of-the-road reactions. Some people were really excited for them. Others just kept asking, why?
Like, you have to have some kind of compelling, you're going to be on a mission to save the city type reason. And we're like, no, we really felt like led to live here, and we really love the neighborhood, and we really wanted a community, and we have a cool house.
A lot of things added up to nudge the Yonkes into Detroit. For Monica Jackson, just enough things are adding up to nudge her out.
Because I love my house. Even though I've only been here less than 3 years, I love it. It has me. My personality is all through it.
Jackson, who works for the county government, lives in a more modest neighborhood on Detroit's far west side. She grew up right next door, where her mom still lives. Jackson owns her home outright. An old neighbor left it to her. And Jackson says that's the only reason she can afford to live here, because she pays so much in taxes and insurance. Homeowners insurance, in particular, just seems to keep going up.
I've never made a claim on the house. My credit is good. I have a great credit score. So I don't understand why I'm being penalized. It's like I'm being penalized for living in Detroit.
Jackson says the neighborhood has deteriorated over the years, but that's not what's really pushing her out. She says it just doesn't make sense to pay a premium to live here, especially when she already does much of her shopping, eating, and socializing in the suburbs.
You know, I don't go to the gas stations in Detroit. I don't go to the party stores in Detroit because you have people hanging around. You have people, you know, asking, can I pump in gas, or begging for money or whatever. And as a woman, I'm leery of that because I've been carjacked before.
So that leaves Jackson in a tight predicament. She doesn't want to leave her house, but she feels like she has to. She knows selling it could take a long time, and she's working with a realtor right now. But Jackson would never consider just walking away from her house.
I don't want to add blight to the city of Detroit, because the city is where I was raised and born and raised, and it'll always be my home.
Detroit's population has been in steady decline for more than 50 years. The city still had nearly 1 million residents in 2000, but more than a quarter of the population has left since then. And while that rate is slowing now, there are still more Monica Jacksons than Jen Yonkes, meaning more people are still leaving the city than coming in. Their stories show how Detroit can both attract new residents and drive others out. Like almost everything in Detroit, there are big forces pushing both ways, creating a complicated reality. For Here and Now, I'm Sarah Swick in Detroit.